Chapter 1. The Turmoil Within My Yeses. I had hit a wall from overproducing, overdelivering, overcommitting, and quite frankly, I was over it, questioning all aspects of my life. I, like many women, left little time for myself. I was busy working, taking care of my family, and helping everyone and everything else that came my way. I cut myself out of my own schedule too often, leaving myself depleted and at times very unhealthy. Even after years of leadership training, I did not know where to start or how to get the heck out of my own way. I had been beating myself up for years from the demands I put on myself to the times I said yes when I should have said no. I was my worst enemy and I was ready for a shift. I tried drinking more wine, sabotaging my marriage, and even considering driving away and never coming back. Luckily, I did not follow through on any of those wishes, as I later learned that those sabotaging thoughts were reflecting how unsettled I felt inside. This undermining energy, which had been building up for years, but I had just continued to do what I did best, pushing through my to-do list with my head down. The actions that usually distracted me from my internal whispers had me questioning all aspects of my life, landing me in a therapist's office while I was wishing for a hospital bed. I had enough and I was ready to check out. I could have pointed outward and blamed many other people, yet my vast self-help book collection would attest that I was wiser. I knew there was no other way to point blame than to turn the fingers inward. I was fully aware that my current state started and ended with me. I just didn't know how to untangle from all my yeses and expectations that I and others had thrown my way. I needed a good old-fashioned reboot. I now recognize that feeling depleted and at times depressed was the result of striving outward. It was not until I gave enough attention to the internal tug of my soul that I realized that I had to make a conscious shift. Here is something I captured while taking a walk in 2017, which I believe encapsulates the transformation that was happening inside. Sometimes I feel so lost in my own life. I feel that I'm not completely connected to the reason I'm here. I feel like I'm missing a connection bigger than myself. When I look around, I see so much beauty in God's creations, but I often cannot feel the energy running through me. I desire to feel how I am part of this bigger universal energy that flows throughout all living creatures. I struggle with my true purpose. I often feel that it's not exactly right and I'm not exactly sure why. As I walk along my path, a feather appears. Feathers are an indication for me that I'm not alone and that God's guidance and spiritual wisdom are all around me. I listen, watch, and feel for a glimmer of connection beyond where I am right now. I feel emptier more than I want to admit, and I'm not sure why. I have so many things around me, so many friendships, and so much love, yet my soul is reaching out of my chest to connect with something bigger than myself. My walk in nature is a journey as I watch, look, connect, and feel with how the wind touches my face and my feet touch the ground. My heart feels the animals, and I notice how the smell of the earth travels through my nose. What are the messages? Is there a message, or is this a natural way for me to be just relaxed and be in nature? What am I searching for? What have I been doing visiting all these energy and spiritual practitioners? I have been cleaning my vessel, aligning with my light source, and finding ways to do my work. I should be celebrating the fact that I have the ability, support, and connection to channel my work through me to you. But sometimes I get sad, depressed, and disconnected. Sharing my journey gives me inspiration and appreciation. We need each other as we are doing this together, even though we may not have yet met. This is why we are connected here, because what society has laid out does not align with women's souls. So I'll take you on a journey of where I've been and what I'm doing and what I'm learning. And I hope you will do what you need on your journey. We are part of the same energy, the same light, and the same love. My shift from outward to inward occurred after the seeking had begun. As I learned to look inward more often for recognition, power, and security, the next level of my life's work emerged. Key finding number 3, your journey is created just for you. And even if you feel lost or misaligned, the thing you call life is happening for you and not to you.